everybody, and welcome to Are We On Air? Armand Afeh here with a little sneaky preview of next week's episode. The interview will be out next week in full, as always, but I do hope you will enjoy this teaser. Until then, much love, and I'll speak to you soon.
Romeo, are we on air?
We are.
That was so good!
Welcome to Are We On Air, Chromio.
Thank you.
Pete, Doc, and Dave One in the house. You guys are popping the cherry of the kioskotheque.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us. It's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's cool, huh?
It's amazing.
Live from Sunset Boulevard, right across from the chateau. People walking by. We're watching not the girls walk by. We walk the humanity walk by.
That's right.
Finally, we made it. And, I mean, we know our little story. We met 2006 or something. And I had my first DJ gig in Stockholm. And I was playing at Spy Bar or wherever it was. And I ended up at some random after party. And then there was some, I remember, duvets and feathers floating around. And you were DJing and you were having a good time.
Wow.
That's the first
crazy.
Time I saw you Sweden? In Sweden.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's weird. When we started, our song Needy Girl was like a top 10 song in Sweden. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
for
there
no
you go.
Reason. It was so random.
You know, one of the first records I ever bought was Needy Girl.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Thank you.
I remember holding it and I was like, what a cool cover. And you start imagining, obviously you guys also were portraying this image, right? Yeah. And it's like, okay, what is this? And of course the track being so dope. I mean,
yeah,
come
on. That song really started our career.
Wanna play yourself.
What's the story of Needy Girl? Let's start there.
You know, it's definitely the first song where I sang, and I had never sung in front of a microphone before ever in my life. We didn't really know what we were doing yet. We had like a few demos.
We had the idea of recontextualizing and referencing funk music, which back then had been forgotten for a long time, even frowned upon, I would say. It was literally Dave's first vocal take. We already had figured out that we were going to juxtapose sort of anti-heroic lyrics on top of referential funk music. Yeah. That's pretty much how it started. And Needy Girl stayed our blueprint until today.
We were still kind of rediscovering all those influences. And like, I heard Timex Social Club Rumors on the radio, and it's kind of similar. Every day. Like, I made the melody, I wrote the lyrics, and then we worked on the music together. I mean, we didn't really think about it. And then it's funny because, like, it's so strange. Like, when I re-listen to that song, I hear other references or other influences that we put in there. Like, the drum break in the middle, like the...
Hello? Hey, what's up, baby? Yeah, I'm in the studio right now. I'll call you later.
That's like, no, it sounds like Sting, Englishman in New York. There's a really similar drum break.
Oh, really? Maybe so we're going to mix it together, like, as you can hear it. Yeah.
The cool thing when you start making music, you don't even know what your influences are. You're just like trying new things. And thank God that song really gave us wings and allowed us to have just enough support from like the DJ community and like some sort of tastemaker community to go and make our fancy footwork album. And that's really where things changed.
Love it. What's the story of Are We On Air? Are We On Air is basically what's the soundtrack to your life, right? So why don't we start right at the beginning with what's the earliest significant musical memory that shaped you as an artist?
I mean, of course, discovering Zap, Roger Troutman, the Talk Box. You know, we knew each other, we were starting to collect records, and that's the embryo of Chromio, you know. Yeah.
The embryo of Chromio. Oh my God, that's the title right there.
The Chromio embryo. That's amazing.